This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Calgary getting set to host the top prospects across the CHL this week. It's the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game. It's set for the Scotiabank Saddledome. Jake Virtanen of the Calgary Hitmen will join us in moments. WHL trade deadline brought several transactions leading up to Friday's cutoff. We'll recap some of the bigger deals. And Kelowna Rockets forward Miles Bell is the Denny's WHL and CHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. It'll be a home game of sorts for Calgary Hitmen forward Jake Virtanen. He's all set for the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game. Voice of the Hitmen, Brad Curl, caught up with him.
Jake, a huge honor for you, named to the CHL NHL Top Prospects game. Just your reaction when you first found out you were going to play in this pretty prestigious tournament, or event, I should say.
Yeah, you know, I found out last year that, it was going to be in Calgary, and you know, I kind of had a feeling I'd be in it. You know, it's kind of like the hometown for me, I guess. You know, it's my second home in Calgary, and you know, obviously, I got the invite not long ago, and I saw it, and you know, it was such an honor, obviously, to be named, and you know, it's going to be awesome to play in front of all the Hitmen fans and all the Flames fans and all Calgary and other places. So you know, I'm really excited for that, and you know, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than Calgary.
As the level of competition goes, you'll play against the elite in your draft class. Does that kind of get you excited? A chance to take the stage here?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good players, and you know, there's going to be a couple 95s, obviously, but you know, it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, there's got a lot of good guys, and I played with most of the guys you know, before in different camps and U18 tryouts and obviously on the U18 team and whatever, but obviously it's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, reuniting with some of my friends from different teams and stuff like that I played with before, it's going to be really cool.
In a game like that, do you think there'll be extra pressure to try and stand out, or does your regular season do the speaking for you, and this is just more an event that's going to be a lot of fun to be a part of?
Yeah, I think obviously it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's, you know, you get to see all the guys, and you get, it's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty packed for fans. So I mean, it's going to be pretty cool for myself and Ben to go out there and play, and then you know, obviously it's in Calgary, so I mean, like, it's just playing the Saddledome is always fun, and you know, I always end up having good games on that ice. You know, it's just, it's my rink. So, I mean, you know, hopefully that really helps out for me here. And I work hard and keep on going.
You're going to the game with a letter on your sweater as well, named an assistant captain. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, there's not many guys that get to be named leaders. But, you know, obviously every guy's a leader. Obviously, you know, they're all just the top 40 guys in Canada. So I bet you they're all leaders on the team. And obviously it's pretty cool to get named to be an assistant. You know, it's just another, you got bigger responsibilities. I mean, you know, it's got to, you know, talk to the guys and help them out and know what's going on. And, you know, I'm capable of doing that, and hopefully it'll work out in the end.
Finally, tell me about the season that has been so far for you. Are you starting to have conversations after games with NHL scouts?
Yeah, I've talked to a couple. I mean, you know, I haven't talked to too many, but I've talked to a couple, and, you know, it's pretty cool. And, you know, it's obviously growing up, I mean, I always watch my friends get drafted or my brother's friends get drafted, and now it's my draft year. So I mean, it's coming fast, and it's really surreal right now for me. And you know, it's coming fast, and it's a lot of fun though. I've had a lot of fun, and you know, it's one of the biggest years of my life. So I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Well, thanks for doing this, and good luck in the game.
Yeah, thanks, girl.
The BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game is coming to the Scotiabank Saddledome Wednesday. Coached by former Flames captain Jim Poplinski and assistant captain Tim Hunter, the top 40 eligible players in the CHL will compete in front of NHL GMs, scouts, and fans in an attempt to establish their rankings in the 2014 NHL Entry Draft. Tickets at BMOTopProspects.ca or call 403-777-4646. The BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game. Come see the stars of tomorrow today.
Well, the WHL's trade deadline passing with a flurry of activity, especially the last 2 days. So some of the bigger deadline deals included the Moose Jaw Warrior sending defenseman Travis Brown to the Victoria Royals for a prospect and draft picks. The Portland Winterhawks trading the rights to Adam Tambellini to the Calgary Hitmen. Tambellini promptly leaving the University of North Dakota and recorded a four-point night in his Hitmen debut in a win in Saskatoon against the Blades. WHL leading Kelowna Rockets moved 20-year-old forward Zach Franco to the Kootenay Ice for draft picks. The Rockets then added import overager Merrick Tverdin from the Vancouver Giants. Kamloops Blazers and Saskatoon Blades hooked up on a big deal. Blazers acquiring forward Matt Ravel while giving up a first-round pick and forward Mitch Lapon. Portland acquired overage goaltender Corbin Bowes from the Lethbridge Hurricanes. In the last 3 days leading up to the deadline, a total of 63 players, draft picks, and conditional draft picks changing hands.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a week and what a season for Miles Bell of the Kelowna Rockets. He is the Denny's WHL and CHL Player of the Week. Regan Bartel spoke with him following a practice on the road in Canmore, Alberta.
Miles Bell is the WHL Player of the Week. Miles, let's reflect on what you did over the course of that week. Scored a lot of goals, recorded a lot of points. What's the key to success there when you have such a great week offensively?
I think for me personally, just shooting puck, getting the puck on net. We had Cam Paddock with us for the week, and he told me, you know, just get the puck on net, and more often than not, it'll go in. It did.
You play with Tyrell Goulburn and Tyson Bailey. It seems like an odd combination, but it works. Why does it?
I think we're all really good friends off the ice, too, so it makes it a little easier for everyone to just relax and go out and play, but I think everyone compliments each other well. Tyrell makes a lot of space for Tyson and I, and Tyson and I live together, so we kind of know what each other are about, so it works out.
It's amazing when you look at your slow start. You had one goal, I think, in 12 games at one point this season. What was your mindset then when things weren't going well for you early?
It was tough to be in that slump after the year I had last year, but it's a long year. I knew that. So the Saskatchewan trip really turned things around for me, and it's going well.
Yeah, it was the prairie air. Was it the prairie air that did it for you?
Yeah, I think it was going back to my old stomping grounds. It was kind of fun, but I'm glad we got all the wins.
You know, you're shooting the puck, and you've obviously been known over the course of your time in the WHL as having probably the hardest shot in the entire league. How does that happen?
Like, you know, some guys are blessed with speed, some guys are blessed with vision. I got a shot, but a lot of it was just working outside with my dad after school or whatever on the outdoor rink, but I think just putting a lot of hours shooting pucks over the years.
So it has nothing to do with doing arm curls, or you don't have strong wrists, anything like that, or big forearms?
I think there's some other factors, but we won't get into that right now.
Your snapshot, or your, if you want to call it wrist shot, is probably more effective than your slap shot. Why would that be? Is it just a matter of the goalies don't have a lot of time to set up, or is if you're taking the slap shot, it's the big windup?
I get it off a lot quicker than the slap shot, and it's a little more accurate, but like now switching up to forward, I have less time up front, so I got to make sure I can get it off a little quicker.
How about your team? Your success that this club has had, in your opinion, why has it been as good as it has been?
I think we're just deep. I think teams have a tough time putting four lines out that can match our four lines. I think if our top two lines are getting matched well, then we still have two other lines that are going to put the puck in the net and win games for us.
Do you notice other teams coming at you harder now, knowing full well that you guys are the top dog in the WHL?
Yeah, absolutely. We saw that the other night in Vancouver. They came out and played like it was Game 7 of the Cup Finals. But we should be expecting that for the next half of the season, so we got to be ready.
Can you keep up the pace?
We're going to hope so. We're going to try.
That is Miles Bell, the WHL Player of the Week.
And that's this week's show. Want to say thanks to Brad Curl in Calgary, as well as voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel in Kelowna, for their help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.